Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But at Moses' funeral, only God was there. Let me share it with you. I have it in Deuteronomy 34. Where'd I have it, Mark? Okay. And the Lord said unto him, Moses, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. Remember, Moses struck the rock twice. Moses, you don't do that. And because of that, he could not go into the promised land. So God allowed Moses to see the promised land. It was Joshua who took the people over into the promised land. But God allowed Moses to see. He said, and I'm going to give it to thy seed. I've caused these to see it with thine own eyes, but thou shalt not go over. Verse number 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Then verse 6. And he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. So not only was God the only one present at Moses' funeral, God buried him. See in verse number 6, and he buried him. Wouldn't that have been something? You're talking about glory. You're talking about honor. Let me tell you one other verse of how much glory Moses had. In Jude, we find in Jude, verse number 9, yet Michael the archangel, while contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. The devil wanted to dig up Moses. Moses in Jude 9. And Michael, the archangel, by the way, there's only one archangel, and that's Michael. Gabriel's not an archangel. Anyway, that's another subject. Michael, the archangel, fought off Satan to keep him from, what's the word? What is that word?
Disinterment.
Yeah, disinterment. That's a big word. I'd use digging him up. Exhuming. Yeah, he wanted to dig up. Why did the devil want Moses' body? Well, the Bible does not say. But could it be like that snake on that brass pole where the people started worshiping that snake? If I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And they would look. Remember the story about the people were dying and because of the snakes? We're dying. Well, you put that snake on that brass pole, and if you look, you'll live. And they actually had to do away with that brass pole because people were looking at that brass pole instead of looking at the one that it represents. Same thing would have happened to Moses. If the devil would have got hold of Moses' body, say, here's your leader, he's dead. And like, you remember how Joseph was carried around was it Joseph? He died in Egypt. Doug, help me. Or was it Jacob? Joseph, yeah. He died in Egypt, and the people carried him around for a long time in his coffin. He said, don't bury me here. Bury me back home. Imagine what they would have done with Moses' body. I said all that to say this. So what people, Moses received a lot of glory, but Jesus received much more glory. Angels announced his birth. I have a whole list here and I got to quit. Ain't this good stuff? And you wonder, I'm telling you, every phrase, every word's pregnant. Every verse is pregnant with information. I can't understand. People say, I can't find nothing in the scripture. I can't understand. Preachers said they got to go, that they have to go on the internet. So help me, I don't go on the internet to find my sermons. And you probably say, well, you need to, preacher. This Bible is full of, we just have to dig these nuggets of gold. Would Jesus receive more glory? Angels announced his birth. God spoke from heaven at Jesus' baptism. Matthew 3. God spoke from heaven at the Mount of Transfiguration in Mark chapter number 9, and time won't allow. By the way, Moses and Elijah were there on the Mount of Transfiguration. And God said, hear ye him, Jesus, not hear Moses, not hear Elijah, but hear him. Remember, Peter said, boy, it's good to be here, Lord. Let's build a house. Three houses, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And God spoke up, no, you just listen to. By the way, why is that so important? That's going back to the Jewish thought. When people think of that great, great man, he's the lawgiver. When they think of the great prophet, they think of Elijah. So much is in that thing about the Mount of Transfiguration. But he received honor there. Hear ye him. at the crucifixion, Jesus Christ received honor from God. Isaiah 53, time won't allow it, verses number 10 and 11. It talked about God was satisfied with what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. Isaiah 53 prophesied that hundreds of years before his death, before his crucifixion. Isaiah, I got 2 minutes. This is one of the most important passages of Scripture. Verse number 10, 11, Isaiah 53. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The Lord God, Jehovah, took delight because what was being done on the cross of Calvary. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and it shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul. God shall see the travail of his son, Jesus Christ, and he shall be satisfied. God gave honor to Jesus there on the cross of Calvary. He was satisfied what Jesus did for us. And then at his resurrection, God gave glory in Acts chapter number 2, 26, 27, 31, 33. Literally, God gave glory to the Son, Jesus Christ, for the resurrection. Moses is great, absolutely. And that's what Paul, now I've got to close this. That's what Paul was trying to get these Hebrew people. They grew up under the law and under this thing of Judaism and all. They became believers in Jesus Christ. Many of them were going back to the temple to worship, bringing their lambs. But the ones who were staying, he said, stay with it. Don't quit. Don't ever give up. Jesus Christ is so much better. He's so much better. He's all we need. He's all I need. Let me close with this about not quitting. I read a book, and Karen and Freddie's watching this. I was introduced to this book. They have a place they let us stay in every once in a while. It's called Make My Bed. It's a neat little book. I encourage anybody to get that book. This fellow who was in the Navy SEAL. Wrote this book. He became the commander of the armies of Iraq in the Iraq War. I forget, General something. He was part of the capture of Saddam Hussein. Anyway, he wrote a little book, Make Your Bed or Make My Bed. The first chapter is make your bed. The thought is, first thing in the morning, when you get up, you make your bed. So that no matter how bad your day may go, you can have a terrible day, a horrible day. But when you get back, you come home, at least you've accomplished one thing. And you can get into a nice, comfortable bed. Are you following? It's principles to live by. Well, the last chapter is this. Never, ever ring the bell. I mean, you know the story about the Navy SEALs. They put them through grueling things and of the swimmings and at night, all kinds of, he described in that last chapter, of things they would go through. And the drill sergeant, whatever they were, would tell the men who were there, said, most of y'all are going to quit, and I want you to quit. And he'd say, make life easy on yourself now in front, and you can ring this bell, save yourself suffering, and just go back and have you a nice meal and go back to the barracks. And the thought was, never, ever ring that bell. No matter how tough life may be, no matter how difficult things may come your way, don't you ever ring that bell. Don't you ever give up. And that's what Paul was telling these Hebrew, I should say Christians, because they were staying with it, man. They were in a heavy persecution. They were staying with it. Don't you ever, ever. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, I didn't even get to where I wanted to get to verse 6, but Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to share in these first three verses. Lord, we learned so much from your word. How it was encouraging us that Jesus Christ is so much better than anything we could ever imagine. Father, we thank you for that free gift of salvation that's offered to all mankind. It's because of your son, Jesus, who paid that price. And again, it's our prayer, if as someone in our midst who knows you not as Savior, this would be the hour they call on. Thank you for your word. Bless our worship service. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.